Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jake Kokorowski joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
No, I ain't trading nothing.
Talking Badgers football. We need to get into some football conversation because this baseball stuff's hurting my head.
Yeah,
Jake,
I don't know why
appreciate it, man. Welcome back, and welcome to the Rose Bowl. This is going to be your first trip to Pasadena?
It will be.
Congratulations.
That's awesome, man.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm excited. I already booked the plane ticket out, heading out on the 28th, which is a Saturday. I mean, I have to go through O'Hare, so that's not a great thing, but the price,
Jake,
is, you know, it'll be good.
Make sure you turn that expense report in now. Don't get caught slipping.
I know. I got you.
Jake's a smart guy. He's not leaving any stone unturned.
Yeah, don't do
now,
like Gary.
Jake, back in. Let's take one step back before we take a couple of steps forward and look into where this Badger program goes from here. The game against Ohio State, I thought it showcased a lot of different things that are to be positive for with the Wisconsin Badgers. And I thought Jack Cohen played an incredible first half. I thought Quintez Cephas at certain points was the best player on the field. Jonathan Taylor continued to be an outstanding, exemplifying person to look at in college sports as well as professional sports. They had all the pieces for 30 minutes. And then did the wheels fall off, or was that just a talent differential?
I think, really, talking to a couple of the players, I talked to Cole Van Lannen about that second half, and he just mentioned that just the players weren't on the same page with in terms of offense, in terms of the receivers, offensive line, quarterbacks, running backs. That he mentioned that it seemed like they weren't on the same page. Jonathan Taylor mentioned some pass rushes, some different pressures that they had that they threw at Wisconsin in that second half. But I think it's also, the talent of Ohio State. You have two Heisman candidates and Justin Fields and Chase Young. For that matter, J.K. Dobbins, like Jonathan Taylor, could have been in any other year a Heisman finalist as well. But you have to give credit to the Buckeyes coaching staff, too, for making changes. As Zach Vaughn told me after the game that they figured out what they were doing, what Wisconsin was doing, and even what Wisconsin was doing, where they had three sacks. They're getting pressure to Justin Fields on that bad MCL. They found out what they were doing, and they adjusted appropriately, and then you saw the 27 unanswered points. But for 30 minutes, like you mentioned, though, it's Wisconsin put Ohio State on the ropes for a bit, and even in the press box, a few of us were asking, I know we talked about it, I think, last week, like if they do pull off this upset and they do it in a convincing fashion like they did in the first half, are they that number four in the college football playoff? But again, a consolation prize is the Rose Bowl, and which obviously for Wisconsin fans, I remember as a kid growing up and watching it. It's the 1994 Rose Bowl, and it's going to be quite the spectacle going up against Oregon once again.
Yeah, Jake, I want to look at recruiting because to me, I think that's way more important this time of the year, especially in February. And I'm sure we'll have you on to talk about that. But how does this look to recruiting? I know they see the record, but do they ultimately say, hey, listen, you beat Minnesota and you're going to a Rose Bowl because you haven't been there in a while? That has to be positive to any kid in the Midwest.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think for Wisconsin, too, it's a track record of success, and I know some people may not weigh bowl games as much, but Wisconsin's riding a five-game winning streak in bowl games. They've reached, this is going to be their third New Year's Six Bowl in four seasons, for that matter, and they've knocked off, I know it was Western Michigan, but they also knocked off Miami in the Orange Bowl and whatnot. So I think it's a testament, it's another 10-win season for Wisconsin, so it's a winning program. So I think it does help recruiting. There are other factors to consider in every recruiting class in terms of needs and where there's certain fits with each class and the strengths of each position group. But it has to help out where you see a team rebound like Wisconsin did after, falling to 6-2, and then they ride a four-game winning streak into November, and you see this coaching staff I think the message is huge, too, with recruiting. You hear a lot of recruits, especially with this class, talk about how it's a family. And so you see how the family stuck together, and now they're going off to Pasadena.
Yeah, because I want to stick to that, because that was Jake Cone, really, to me, you know, beating Miami. It was, you know, I think he only attempted like 11 passes or whatever, but it seemed like to be he had a heads up over Graham Mertz. But for some reason, if Oregon were to beat Wisconsin, I think then more people may want to see Graham Mertz, what I call say Mertzy. But if he wins the Rose Bowl, you got to think he's the favorite to come back to be a starter again next year, wouldn't he?
I think, I mean, just based off of his this year in general and what he's done for Wisconsin, and he's completing over 70% of his passes. He hasn't coughed off the ball. He's shown an ability to, which everybody was wanting a Wisconsin quarterback to do, was to stretch the field. And you saw that with Quintez Cephas making those plays, and Wisconsin even, you know, hitting Kendrick Pryor for a, you know, catch and go for 33 yards at times. I think that was a few games ago too. So he's, you know, Cone is stretching the field, and he's put together a really solid season. I mean, 2,500 passing yards, 17 touchdowns, but only 4 interceptions. So I think, you know, if he does win the Rose Bowl, I think it does help bolster the resume for the junior quarterback heading into what could be his final year. He still hasn't redshirted, for that matter, because he played last year in 5 games instead of 4, which would have kept his redshirt year. But it will be interesting to see just what happens in spring ball, not to get too far ahead since, you know, we have Oregon coming up. But Mertz and Cone and I think Chase Wolf, this is the most, in my opinion, the most talented quarterback room Wisconsin's had in recent memory. And you have just 3 players that I think have great skill sets. And you've seen the leaps and bounds that Cone's made this season alone. And towards the end of the fall camp practices that were open to the media in about mid-August, you started seeing Graham Mertz and putting together some things after maybe, I wouldn't say necessarily struggling in the first week, but was kind of, you know, going through installations and digesting the playbook that was being thrown at him. So I think Mertz, you know, even this year, he's completed 9 of 10 passes for 73 yards, and he's looked sharp in garbage time. But, you know, that's going to be the big thing in spring ball is to see, you know, Cone, I think, has obviously the starting experience, and he's shown that he can lead Wisconsin's offense to success, where they're averaging almost 35 points per game. It's just a matter of just can Graham Mertz fall camp to challenge Cone.
Talking with Jake Kokorowski at BadgerBlitz.com, part of the Rivals Network, here on the Wendy's Big Show. And you just mentioned it about what Jack Cohen did, not only in the Big Ten Championship game, Jake, but throughout the entire season. I thought it was pretty evident that this team feeds off his leadership. Like it feels like it is indeed Jack Cohen's football team. And I put that out during the game, and people wanted to get at me and get on me for it, but there's a different level of competitiveness that you see with that dude, and he's been there in that locker room for quite some time. How much in your dealings with Paul Chryst do you see that meaning something to the Badgers head coach?
I think it means something. I mean, I think you've seen his poise and leadership step up in a significant manner this year compared to where he was last year, where a second-year player, he proved, I remember talking to Michael Dieter about what Cone did last year and saying, hey, you know, he can run the offense now, and you know they had someone up backing up Alex Hornibrook, but in that, but when you saw once Hornibrook was injured and was out for those games, you know, it was a sophomore that was trying to get, you know, getting his legs underneath him and trying to start in Big Ten environment, and they're all, you know, all the games starting were on the road, but you've seen the change where, I mean, there's a poise and a leadership to him that I think the coaching staff sees with out of him, and you know the players have responded to him. And I remember even talking to Kendrick Pryor right before fall camp, and he mentioned the quarterbacks and the receivers during the summer. They were going, and they're, you know, besides the summer conditioning, they were doing extra sessions throwing to each other, and so that established even more chemistry. But you just see how you've seen how the team reacts around Cone. You've seen how he's, you know, he had, you know, with his rushing touchdowns and whatnot on Saturday, and you know, how they flocked to him and making those big plays. And I mean, I think leadership speaks volumes too. I also think the coaching staff as well is going to look at, you know, which quarterback and which players are going to put the team, the offense, in the greatest position to succeed. And, you know, I think Cone has done that so far, especially, you know, this season in 2019.
Jake, 2 players that I think are so intriguing and also incredible for the Wisconsin Badgers football program and also this team's success moving forward. So I got to ask you about these two guys. Have we seen them play, or will we see them in Pasadena play their final game in a Wisconsin Badgers uniform? Jonathan Taylor and Quintez Cephas.
I think with Jonathan Taylor, I think based off of just you saw the kind of the final lap or the quarter lap against Purdue. We videotaped that on Badger Blitz and put up on our YouTube page in terms of him with the fans and saying, I don't know if it was a goodbye, but it sure felt that way.
Right.
I think, I mean, based off of the number of carries that he has, and, you know, I'm looking through the stats right now, guys. He's got 299 carries last year, you know, this year. He's had about 606 coming in previous, in the past two seasons. I think, I mean, and we talked about it even during the beginning, you know, back in July, back in August. You know, this is likely his last year at Wisconsin because he's now a junior. He's proven what he can do. He's added that skill set of catching a ball out of the backfield, which NFL teams will like, and you'll see that emphasized more, I'm sure, once he plays on Sundays. I think it will likely be Taylor's last go, though he, you know, back, I think it was for the Purdue game or whatnot, I think they're in player availability at the end, he said he wasn't sure. You know, he wasn't sure yet. So officially he hasn't declared anything, but I think it is with him, you know, this could be his final go around, and what a way to finish out in Pasadena. But for, you know, with Cephas, though, I think we'll see on that. I mean, you've seen the big play ability. He leads the team in receptions, but far and away with 52, and he's only 158 yards away from 1,000 yards, and who knows what Jack Cohen and him could do against the Ducks defense coming up on New Year's Day. But I think, you know, I think if he declared, I think he'd have the ability to, you know, he'd be a draft pick, and he definitely could make an impact early on any NFL team. But I also think he'd be great coming back for his, you know, for a final year and making the most of it and having, you know, Jack Cohen throw to him once again.
Jake, appreciate it, man. It's been so much fun talking all year long. We'll catch you one more time before Pasadena. And if we don't, have fun and enjoy it, man. It seems like the best atmosphere in all of college football.
Thank you, guys. Looking forward to it. If I don't talk to you beforehand, happy holidays to y'all. It's been great working with you, talking with you guys, and looking forward to hopefully you guys get out to Pasadena, too.
No doubt about it, Jake. Take it easy, man. Happy holidays as well. Jake Kokorowski joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.